it's 100% a bad thing. I think we're like my attitude is, now that I've seen how many schools these kids apply to, I think a lot of kids who get accepted by some schools have no intention of actually going to the schools.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, they're going to, once the Ivy Day comes out on March 28th, that's going to be the wake up call for, then WashU is going to be like, oh, half the kids we accepted aren't coming here.
Oh shit.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is definitely the way, like, oh yeah, it's different than when we went to college.
We did like 3-3-3 maybe. Like, you maybe had
three safeties, three reaches, yeah,
three mids, yeah. And now they don't call them, they call them targets.
I think I played to eight, yeah.
I don't think they call them mids anymore. I think they call them targets now.
Yeah. Targets, right? Reach, target, and safe.
Yeah, so, but yeah, so we had those, so it's interesting.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry you guys had to go through it, but it's
been the worst experience.
I know, and
you actually did not make us go through that with you, so I appreciate that. Like, you,
yeah,
kind of,
well, I mean, my name is not JTE.
Well, I'm a sharer, so I'm going to bring it up. So I'm going to save it with all my brothers.
Well, I'm interested. I did share a little bit of it with people, but you know, you were free to ignore it, and I didn't.
No, you know, no, I don't think I ignored it, but I think you guys were. Yeah. Well, as an engineer, though, Purdue was a good fit for your son.
Yeah. Right. No, it worked out for my son, thankfully, and so
Dave, were you even on this on Discord?
Yeah, he was.
Back then.
Yeah, he was.
I think so.
All right. Because it seemed like you hadn't been, you know, initially for a while, you know.
But this would have been 2022. So
yeah, I think by 2023.
He was on there by COVID time. You were on there by 2020, weren't you? Yeah.
No, I think I took a year or two hiatus. And then I think I was, but by 22, I was probably on. But I think it was on about the time. I mean, I might have missed some of it because I was off.
Maybe.
But it seems like that's a great fit. And also, who knows? I mean, honestly, there's some benefits to going, like, for my daughter, she's sharp, super smart, goes to Mizzou.
She will honor
and just crushes and just crushes it at Mizzou. Yeah. And you're one of the smartest kids. So then you just scoop up all the riches there and then go to grad school somewhere really good.
If you're, who knows? Definitely. Yeah. Well, that's what I told, like, you know, I've told this story before, but when I was a TA at Cornell, I was like, you guys are out teaching undergrads. I'm like, you're all idiots, because I would ask them, like, how many of you plan to go to grad school? And like 80% of them, this was physics, they'd raise their hand. I'm like, you're idiots, because you're paying how much for this shit? And like,
yeah, you've already,
nobody
peaked.
Looks at you your undergrad school. They look at your grad school. Go, you know, you go to the cheap state school, and then you go to the good grad school where the government pays for it. You know, and then the end of the story is I didn't win TA of the year. I have no idea why.
Well, it's kind of funny, and something I tried to explain to my wife, like, when I would take jobs, like, I've never had anyone ever ask me, like, what grades did you get at Duke? What was your GPA? Oh, like, that never came up. It's like, oh, did you went there? You graduated? Oh, okay. That's all they ever asked.
So as someone who looks at resumes, and like, we just hired an intern for the summer, actually for like 6 months. I look at GPAs for college people in college and graduates. Once you've gotten your first job, it doesn't matter.
Now for you,
like,
though,
if you have so like a 2.5 GPA, know, I'm going to be like,
You know the industry well enough. So for you, like, as an example, if you see a kid coming in from CS Carnegie Mellon, like, you know that kid's going to be squared away.
Probably, yeah.
Right? Because they have a rep as being one of the top CS schools,
I mean,
right?
Yeah. If I don't hire a lot of CS people, but yeah, I'd know
Carnegie Mellon. But I mean, like, for me,
we hire double E's and...
We
and
sneak our daughter in under. She's going like liberal arts Carnegie Mellon. So I was like, let's get you in there. Just grab the name and just run it.
Yeah. There are, like, I mean, I don't know how much, I don't, like, there are things with, and I've never had to use, well, actually the job at Intel was because there's a big Cornell contingent at Intel. So that's how I got my job. So.
Oh, good. So it's never, so that's, do you feel that benefited you there?
Yeah. If,
yeah, but I, you mean, know what, but. I was going to say, but it's interesting because my experience, I've been telling teenagers and kids, you know, since the frickin' 90s that, you know, a lot of times, though, you know, don't get hung up on where you went, because You know, I look back through my whole career, you know, and you know, I ended up being, you know, the medical director of a child and adolescent unit, you know, in the local hospital, and was the chief of staff, you know, and every step of the way, you know, I mean, I only went to Loyola Marymount University. I mean, it wasn't UCLA or it wasn't Harvard.
That's a good school, though. That's a good school.
Yeah, it's a good school.
I've been to the NCAA tournament before.
Right, but it's, you know, right. Then I went to Creighton for medical school. It's not like I went to Harvard.
He's got a great three-point shot, too. Also,
yeah, you went to Creighton. Right,
exactly. Yeah,
wow. All schools I recognize from NCAA basketball.
I know that's all from basketball, right?
Okay, and then so. You know, my training was at Harbor UCLA, which is, you know, which certainly is not, you know, UCLA NPI or, you know, again, Johns Hopkins or places like that.
But a busy hospital.
Yeah, but my point though is that I tell these kids, I say, you know, look, the fact is that when I, you know, I was every step of the way, I was with people who came from, you know, again, from the high schools like Chaminade and yes, Bishop Montgomery, right. or whatever, the Loyola, right? And then when I went to Loyola, I was, or went to Creighton, I had people from Harvard and from NYU and from Stanford. And then when I was, you know, in charge of doctors at the hospital, people from Stanford and UCLA.
How many were from Hamilton? How many were from Hamilton?
None.
That elite East Coast school.
Hey, right. Duck. People's lives are at stake here.
Right.
No one was from Hamilton. We're not doing. It's not play doctor time. This right. is real doctor. your point, Pete, is
my point work. It's what you do with what you, you know, and that kind of a thing, because 100%. Believe me, I've had a few of my patients go to Harvard, you know, and you know, some of those big places on the East Coast, and flame out and have to return home, you know, and they had worked all their life so hard so they could, you know, go through the Palos Verdes High School, you know, and check all the boxes, and they get in, and it was so stressful, and then they flame out, you know, and
They should have gone to Yale.
It's not worth it, right? It's like, you know what, you need to be happy, follow your path if that's what you want. Yeah. But
the only thing I ever got from Duke is occasionally when I would turn an affidavit into a judge and it would say I graduated from Duke, they'd go, Duke, really? You're a detective?
Right.
I'd be like, yep. I would always tell them it wasn't my parents' proudest moment that I became an LAPD detective.
Wow.
They would just be surprised.
Yeah, I think
because they were from Southwestern Law. That's where everyone in the DA's
office. I think it's your career field, Dave. I totally agree, Pete. Like, it's, you know, you can go to any good school, any good college, and you can do well. And it, you know, it's what you do with it. And after you've gotten your first job for like 1 or 2 years, nobody really cares where you went to school. Nobody definitely cares about your GPA. But yeah. The door, like, they will open doors for you for that initial thing in some fields, like lawyers.
There is name recognition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Harvard Law. I love suits, man. There's a firm, and a fictional firm, that only hires Harvard lawyers. So come on. I mean, obviously it's important.
My dad went to Harvard. So for him, it was like, there were some jobs where they were like, wow. He goes, there was that kind of, it did make a difference occasionally.
Yeah, but it can get you it, but you still have to like prove yourself and you still have to do the work, but it can open doors that might not otherwise open. But
right.
Like, is it worth like flaming out? Is it worth like, you know, go to Creighton and you'll be fine. I mean, not Hamilton.
If you're going to grind it, sometimes that builds more character. So then you're a little bit more equipped to handle the challenges that are actually going to come with the job.
But everything, Yale is apparently like, once you're in, it's very hard to fail out of. So that's the Ivy to go.
Oh, that's all of them do.
Oh, wow.
No, I mean, Harvard, well, Cornell's definitely not that way.
That was definitely Cornell. Duke. That was definitely Duke.
I don't think Harvard's that way.
No, not at all.
Dartmouth are that way, I'm pretty sure.
I graduated magna cum laude from Duke, and I'm telling you, that is I cannot believe that fucking happened. Because if you look at my GPA, there is a clear, if you graph my GPA as the years went on, there's a decline.
That's funny.
Oh, shit. We're getting a lot of Hamilton posts in Discord.
Hey, if you keep mentioning my beloved alma mater.
That's right.
Can't believe nobody's heard of it before.
I like that Hamilton still allows dueling for class rank. I thought that was good.
Callback. Nice. Shit. Well, I mean, at least you didn't also go to University of Miami.
Well, the other thing is, it's the great American story. You know, Art went to a crappy American college, and now his son has gone on to be go to a great school. So there still is that ladder you can climb.
Yeah. I have a feeling that they parents. they have a class at Hamilton called Tantalum. What is it anyway? And is it real?
Well, I mean, for the first year of the Common Application, Hamilton was the only school that actually used it.
Oh, shit. That's so good.
Oh, so Jesus. Good. I still respect you, Art. I don't know about these guys, but
I feel like nobody's ever Googled Hamilton to look up.
Well, no. If you Google Hamilton, you look on Wikipedia, Art is actually listed as one of their most prominent graduates, which is, again, a statement about the university. Yeah. But...
Oh, my. Hamilton Community College. Yeah, I can see from Googling it. It's very nice.
It's not called the Hamilton Community College, please.
No, I mean, it's not called that. That was a joke. HCC. What is the Hamilton Humans?
No, it's the Continentals.
Are you serious? Wow.
Yeah, Hamilton.
Yeah.
Cons.
Yeah. I could totally see an episode of Community being shot there, though. I could totally see that.
There was a movie shot there, but it was in the late 60s.
Oh, okay.
So, but it wasn't Community.
The Hamilton Cons, huh? I bet that never gets mocked.
Oh, it does.
What is it? What's the mascot?
A Continental.
Continentals. Cons. The Cons. They're a bunch of Cons.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep. It's all good.
I still admire Brookdale Community College, the junior college I grew up near. It's in Lincroft, New Jersey. Its acronym is UCLA, University Closest to the Lincroft Acme.
Nice. Yeah. No, it's funny. I totally think my son is smarter than I am, but yeah, he had a much harder time getting into any schools. So,
yeah, I don't know why seems like there's a lot of international students now that are applying, and I don't want to be all internationally, but it's like,
yeah, I don't know, dude.
Part of it. Yeah, my wife, believe me, my wife will go on a couple of rants about that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. And
women, my mom does this too. She get like, as soon as their brood or someone close to them is threatened, like they go. Well, my mom goes super racist, like immediately.
Well, no, I'm not. Sure. Her argument is more that like, hey, these schools maybe should like maybe find people from local, like Americans first, and then seek out international. But I'm also like, we don't know how
those
many
international
Americans...
people are probably paying full tuition though.
You have schools.
Out of country tuition, which I believe might even be higher than out of state.
Hearing from Gator, when did University of Florida become a good university? Wow.
definitely like after he went there for
it,
sure.
Like I'm looking at the composite ACT score and I was like, wow, really strong. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Man.
In fact, I sat through this conversation at dinner Friday night because some good friend's daughter did not get accepted at Florida, so she's going to Florida State.
Right.
Which Dad's okay with because he's that was his team. He didn't go there, but that was the team.
He likes the Seminoles.
The admission standards have become ridiculous, and there's actually a big debate amongst Gator alumni about, and the debate is the university president and the hierarchy there, their goal is to make Florida a top public university in the country. They want Florida in the same conversation with Virginia.
I think it's there. I think this year it has reached
that. Let's not go too far.
If you look at the composite ACT scores for the school, it's strong.
Right. And by having this an elite undergraduate student body, that's one of the keys to getting there. But the counter argument is look, if, you know, you get a bunch of super smart people from other states and or from other countries who come here to get this high quality, inexpensive education, there's no guarantee they're going to stay in the state of Florida. And instead, right, you're taking the big tier of Florida kids who've got very impressive credentials and not having them attend the premier flagship university in the state. It, you know, how's that actually going to work out for you in the long run?
Well, so, UT does it well where they have that requirement where like 10% of the top classes of all the high schools have to go, isn't it? Or some percentage have to go to UT. And no, like I like Mizzou's the same way, where if Mizzou is like certain percentages of kids are getting in, there you will go to Mizzou.
Virginia went through this exact same bullshit, and you know it's, I understand both sides, and I'm not sure exactly where I fall, but like the whole argument was like 30 years ago they were arguing about like we're not, and I was out of state, we're not accepting enough Virginians, UVA should be for Virginia, blah 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 blah, and the crux came down to it, like they're bitching about this, and like, and it's coming through like the state legislature, and at the same time the state legislature lowered the amount that they actually gave to the University of Virginia to almost zero. So I was like, you know, yeah, so fuck you guys.
I know, but that's a straw man argument. I mean, you're making it completely different. Yeah, like your argument has no relevance to what we're actually talking about.
Well, except from
it happened.
I'm not arguing that your point is wrong. I'm saying from the school's perspective, to bring in all these extra students, they're doing it. They're an institution design. They need to make not a profit, but they need to break even, right? Or they don't want to be negative.
My point is merely that I'm impressed at how Florida has raised its standards from where I would not like, or even when I'm seeing like Georgia. Kids are getting rejected in state from Georgia. That never used to happen. Like I was like,
that's what Patrick was saying. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, that was crazy when I started seeing some of the stuff coming out of Georgia. So
yeah, it's across the board. And I guess, I mean, the argument about international students, sure. I don't know.
I think if you're in a state and your kid is in the top 10 or top 5% or 7%, they should be able to go to the state university. Based on some combination of GPA and ACT scores or whatever.
I totally agree. As long as that university is state supported to some reasonable amount.
Yeah. I'm talking about just the, like for Missouri, we're pretty lucky. We do have that where the kids can go, but the problem is now my daughter's trying to jump past that.
Once the state stops supporting the school, then you don't have a leg to stand on. That's what.
Oh, no. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I don't know what the Florida situation is. I don't know how much money
Florida is getting from the state. Florida is part of the state system, right?
Yeah, but you have to look at they can cut the amount they actually give to the school to very little and still make it part of the system. I'm like, yeah, but you know, money talks.
I don't think
anybody's talking about that happening.
It is funded by the state. It's part of the state university system. It's funded by taxpayer dollars, and I don't get the sense that they're trying to.
I don't think they're trying to game it. I think it just they're not trying desirable.
To game it. They're just trying to make it more.
It's becoming very competitive. I don't even know if they're trying to make it more elite. I think it's just become. There's a lot of kids applying. And it's become very competitive.
Well, because the value proposition is insane. You know, when you're looking at getting a, quality education equivalent to a lot of private schools for 25-30% of the cost.
I mean, but when you're looking at value, I mean, when you look at the quality of the people who are actually graduating from Florida, I don't think you're really getting your money's worth. But I mean, that's fine. I mean,
Rex, let me ask you this because I don't know. You know, like in California, the University of California system, which is the highest tier, and then you have the Cal State system, which is below, right?
Right. Well, this is interesting, Pete. So the UC system is very interesting.
Right, so UCLA is going to be way better than Cal State Long Beach, you know, supposedly. All right,
but these are separate. They're completely separate engines. The Cal States and the UCs are separate.
But again, the top tier is the UC schools, right? So in Florida, is Florida and Florida State supposed to be equal, sort of in the same thing? Or are they? No. Is there a different tier kind of a thing?
I don't think so.
Systemically, there's the state university system, which has
This is going to turn out to be a great Forbidden Lands episode, by the way.
It's going to be one of the best. Fine. This matches the amount of prep I've done, so we're good.
Also, this is our demographic. This is going to feed right into our demographic. Yeah.
So the state university system consists of all the historical four-year universities. What we used to have was something called our community college system. And they were typically two-year colleges that would give you AAs or specialized like certifications like nursing and things of that nature. And it used to be the rule that if you got a degree from one of those, a two-year degree from one of those schools, then you were guaranteed a place at one of the state universities. Not necessarily the one you picked, but so it was very much kind of a
that's your reward for investing in the junior college system,
right? But at some point they decided that charter wasn't working well, so the community colleges all now are redesignated and they're basically quote unquote 4-year colleges. So I think effectively now we have a 2-tier system for 4-year college degrees. And the community colleges are, they don't say community college anymore. So it's not Valencia Community College. Now it's Valencia College.
So you guys don't have like a JUCO system, like a 2?
Not publicly supported. Okay. Effectively, our JUCO system got beefed up to be able
to... That happened in Missouri, where a lot of our, I think our traditionally JUCO-type schools also got graduated. Like now we have Southeast Missouri State, like Southwest Baptist State. Like there's a bunch of these schools got graduated basically up to 4-year colleges.
Right. So did Florida and then Florida State then start off in the same tier? Or was one of those years ago a community college?
Okay. So number one, Florida has always been the flagship university for the state of Florida.
Oh.
Yeah.
Number two, Florida State.
As long as you don't mind stealing another school's colors, that's fine. Yeah.
Like is Florida State more of an engineering and ag school, or is that that's how
we No.
Oh, okay. It's just worse.
They have, to my knowledge, the only state university system supported Clown College.
Oh wow!
And I'm shitting you not. Florida State was originally the women's college, and when the University of Florida went co-ed in the late 50s or early 60s, whenever that happened, in short order, they felt like they needed to do the same thing with the women's college. And so then it was rebranded as Florida State University. So they've got a pretty good criminology program there. They probably have better performing and theater arts.
They have a good film
University
school.
Of Florida has.
good film. Oh, that's not a joke. Like they have art. A good film school.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, UC is interesting because UC has this commitment where they have to, again, like most state programs, they have to accept a certain, if you, it's like a, like if you finish up in a certain percentage of your high school class, UC has to take you. So the way UC does it is UC Merced and UC Riverside are like the trash can UC schools. So if you don't get into Berkeley, Santa Barbara, Irvine, or UCLA, then they give you the and they have to take you because your class rank dictates it. They offer you UC Merced or UC Riverside.
Oh, nice.
Isn't that how it goes, Pete? I think that's how it works for you.
Yeah, sort of kind of like that, yeah. But
they have to offer you that at the end, like, and most kids are like, I don't want to go to college in Riverside. It's very deserty.
Yeah,
right. I think one of the reasons that Florida made that transition I talked about is we did have universities at the in a lot of the big population centers that were in the past oftentimes the place where you could work and pursue your degree at the same time, you know, on like a part-time student type path. And like University of Central Florida, there was a point, I don't know if it's still the case, it actually ended up surpassing Florida State as like the second most, like the credentials of the incoming freshman class were second only to the University of Florida. And so UCF's very much driven towards becoming, no, we want to be a traditional four-year college experience for full-time students. And so as they've grown, they basically have kind of locked out the, well, yeah, but I'm going to work and take 6 years to get my bachelor's degree because I can't afford to just not work and this, that, and the other. So I think that's one of the reasons. I think the same things happened at USF. They've not has been, which is over in Tampa. They're not as successful at it. But I think, so one of the reasons I think they bolstered these community colleges is they realized these schools that were serving this in the, providing the service in the past just aren't soaking up enough people. We got too many people that would still like to pursue higher education in a non-traditional manner. We got to have something for them to do. So I think that's the other part of the equation.
So
it looks like, there's 12 universities that make up the State University of Florida system.
Yep. That sounds correct. Yep.
And yeah, UCF and USF are part of that. And obviously Florida is at the top of it. Florida A&M, Florida Atlantic, Florida Gulf Coast, Florida International, Florida Poly, Florida State, New College of Florida, University of Florida, that's the Gainesville one, obviously. North Florida, that no one's heard of. And West Florida and Pensacola.
Yep.
So there's 12. And then they've got...
They're all part of the same basic system then, right? I mean, obviously, you know, there's some that are way better than others.
They're the top tier. They're the top tier, those 12. And then there's 28 community colleges and what they call state colleges that are below there.
Yeah, okay.
Interesting. Yeah.
That's it.
I wonder, I mean, maybe is it just like more, like there's more students, you know, you throw
maybe
the international
kids, maybe kids want to learn more stuff, man. They just want to go to college.
Or like they just, like college is seen to be such a kind of an entrance requirement for most white collar jobs. That's, I don't know. I'm no political scientist or sociologist or
well, I didn't notice any HVAC colleges in there, by the way. I looked.
Hamilton College has a pro. No, I'm kidding.
North HVAC. University of North HVAC, Florida.
They're changing their mascot to the Hamilton Chillers.
Oh, wait. No, there is one. It's in Lakeland, Florida. Does that check out? Or Kissimmee? Yeah. Is that also check out?
Kissimmee is outside Orlando, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
Kissimmee or Lakeland. Would that be your most likely Polk County areas for a nice HVAC college?
Would a Kissimmee 6 be the same as a Tallahassee 6?
Well, we've been listening to the Bone Valley podcast, so I'm up on my Kissimmee and Polk County law enforcement.
That's something. Dave,
University of Phoenix has a great HVAC program.
Dave would love Polk County, Florida. So they've had the same sheriff forever and years ago.
But does your sheriff have two legs? My county wins.
I don't live in Polk County. So years ago, and this guy's a classic sheriff. Like he never misses a photo op, you know.
That's right.
His deputies were pursuing a really violent felon who had shot a deputy.
Is this the one where he said that he didn't shoot? They didn't shoot enough rounds.
Basically, so they he sent the SWAT team into the woods to get the guy, and the SWAT team says the guy pulled on him, and so they shot him. And so the autopsy found 97 distinct bullet wounds. And
that's good marksmanship. excellent
in his body. And so someone said, asked the sheriff, you know, why did your guys shoot him 97 times? You know, isn't that excessive? And he said, well, that's all the ammunition they had.
Right. I mean, at least they hit him. I mean, we always complain that they never hit the guy. I mean, that's good.
That's Grady Judd in a nutshell. So.
Love it.
Oh, I've seen that video where the guy finds out he was arrested in Grady Judd's jurisdiction. And he starts crying.
Oh, yeah. Because he knows he's going to be the subject of a press conference.
That's right. All right. So we got any forbidden...
Forbidden lands? Is that what we're doing? I don't know.
I'm inspired. Duck, how much does it cost to add a feature to the mill?
We're back at
higher learning.
And I've got my dungeon dwellers thing where I can start actually drawing out our mill if I want to build a mill. So it doesn't.
Did you buy a program or something?
I did. So it doesn't have to be just what Duck has. Like you can find,
we can actually build our mill. Yeah. Which one?
And that's not trying to like steal anything from anybody, but I'm just like I thought it was.
Well, you know, we can always open up Dalen's Den of Archery.
I know. We'll have multiple archeries.
My answer to your question, Rex, is are you willing to take if I can attach a tag like your mascot will be the Cons, then it's going to be pretty cheap.
Go Cons.
Does anyone else feel like that John, like Duck is keeping John on as like a character in the game just so later on maybe John's going to play some NPC at a critical role-playing moment where John's – Donald come in.
You guys are the ones that didn't want to get rid of Magnor. I think
there's going to be a moment where there's going to be some ghost or spirit or specter. He's going to be like, hey, guys, so what's going on?
Yeah. Well, you missed the, we have a ghost who's ready to come back on. I've heard as long as I give him. Yeah.
He's got a whole army behind him.
He does. So, you know, I was actually reading as I was sitting getting infused this morning. I was reading the Ravensburg book, and like I'm much more up on the overarching theme. So,
you mean the uplifting theme?
Yeah, that's because that's what I think of in the Forbidden Lands. Yeah, it's like, I don't want to spoilerize anything, but like, why does everyone need two faces? I don't know. It's just a thing.
The Forbidden Lands. It's going to be wonderful.
Oh, shit. But I assume you were joking about higher education.
Rex.
You want to? Uh-oh.
Well, I mean, there would be like... The Hollows competes for a lot of the things that we potentially would do. Uh-huh. So, yeah, maybe you have a feature that nobody else has.
It's called milling. I thought milling was our feature.
I think the Hollows has a mill.
I believe it does.
Yeah. Grindbone. Yeah. Grindbone has one. It just doesn't mill flour.
That's right. So that's...
I mean, all the bloody gristle you can.
But that's that is fertilizer. I mean, arguably, that's fertilizer for grain. So, so how do we destroy the one in the Hollows?
I was about to say, how do we set that one on fire?
I think that's what we
you know. I'm curious. Actually, let me look and see if there is one in the Hollows.
I don't remember like there being a mill there.
I feel like there was a water mill on the.
There is. Yeah, the river? I think. Right. I think your buddy has it. Right? What's his face?
Hey, didn't we go in the mill?
I don't think we've ever gone in the mill.
Well, we went into the undead mill, and that was not
good. We went into the mill in Grindbone.
Right.
Oh, Grindbone, yeah.
The slave mill, yeah. Yeah. You guys were fine. Nothing happened bad to you. You just met, you know, it was just a mill for grinding up parts, so.
Some characters found it an uplifting experience.
That's right.
There's a lot to learn there.
Yeah.
Go Cons.
let's see. 9A shows a little water wheel. Yawin, Brewmaster Yawin. He has a small mill attached to his brewery. But I think you could probably figure out Or a nighttime raid to destroy his mill. Sure.
We'll negotiate that, I think.
Yeah. Industrial espionage. Why not? Mm. We'll do it with OSE. We'll run industrial espionage heist op with OSE. How's that sound?
And we've got our guard, our guards here.
Yep. Why don't we recap if we're actually going to do this shit? So, Pete, you got a recap? Because I felt like your recap was going to be pretty spicy.
It should be.
There's been a lot.
Okay, so
I listened.
On February 21st, we had our last session.
Yes,
I took over lead the way and did well initially, but then got us lost. But then the third time got us on track. We found a raven, Tete Ravunda. I was bullied into forced march and then subsequently fatigued. Magnor and Dalen were ostracized from the group by that evil, you know, again, the big man on campus bard guy.
What?
So
that's outrageous. That's outrageous.
So we were abandoned by them and had to make camp. We were able to make it back through our wits and guile.
I think all three of the people who went on share the culpability because none of them, all of them were in vehement agreement to leave you and Magnor behind. What I listened to. Yeah.
We did make it back. When we did make it back, a bunch of Rust brothers demanded a tithe. Garak tried to intimidate them. He pulled me aside, apologized, and hugged me, and I thanked him as well because
I tried and succeeded. Yeah.
It's about making the friends along the way. Yeah. We made a rampart.
Dave almost barfed at that scene.
I know, yeah. So many common posts.
we made a rampart. I got the wanderer talent and increased my endurance and gained 4 XP.
That may be your best recap yet. I'm trying to think if you missed anything, and you really didn't.
No, it was good.
Nice. Yeah. The Rust brothers had come earlier and your guard had sent them away and they came back with more guys and Gurek. We had some rules debate and you actually brought in the winning argument that the person who's responding to social combat, the defender, can't push their role. Yeah. I think that the ruling is, I'd have to go look at the rules again, but you can't push a defensive role. Is that right? Any defensive role? Like a reaction role?
I think it was when you were when you're doing opposed roles, the defender can't push it.
Okay. So that does that mean parry and dodge can't be pushed? Because those are opposed roles technically, right? Anyway, that's something to think about.
Yeah.
We'll have to do some rules reading. But I noticed that when I was listening to it. Like, we're back safe and sound at home. Back safe and sound at home. You've been there for a week. Everybody should be fully healed. There's been training done. You have ramparts now. Did I put the ramparts in?
Do we have any guys to actually run the mill? Do you have a mill?
You don't have a mill.
Well, no, because we haven't gotten the mill working.
Okay. Correct. So it's basically base. There's no actual mill.
It's a mill building. And let's see.
The mill is inoperable.
Yeah, correct. Let's look at what it would take to actually get a mill working since you're talking about it. Because I think...
I think your statement last time was we're basically a quarry was true, Dave. Because all we've been doing was getting stone to make a rampart.
Build a wall around it, right.
Yeah,
right.
Your number one priority was to make it into more of a fortress, which I think is, you know, and I mean, you weren't here when that decision was made, but I think it's the right one. Because they're, you know, so now you have a fortress, right? It used to be a mill. Now it's a fortress. You could bring the mill back. I could probably give you a discount. You would need 400 wood and 10 stone and a saw and a hammer in 2 weeks. And you do have a field, so you don't have anybody working in the field. It's coming up on winter now, so that's long term, right?
Right. Well, we're going to go for the organic market, so it's all natural. So I've done some research on that. People will pay ridiculous premiums to feel good about what they're eating. So
did you, but so you have a field, we did the field a while ago. So you're saying, you just threw some seeds out there when you did the field. So you want to harvest.
Yeah, you don't remember that.
Well, and also we could also name our river that runs by our mill, and then we would make it special. This river's name, Grain, and we would sell that.
Yeah, but it's weird that we would have gotten we would set up a field and then not. What did? Are we sure we didn't do anything with that field?
No, I think you did. I don't, and it actually rules wise, I don't think you actually have to do anything by it. Yeah, this river does not have a name. You could name it the lake. That the river feeds into is called the Tin, which is where Weatherstone is on.
We want to make it like the healthy river, delicious.
Yeah,
river,
yeah. I mean, maybe would you guys like to set up a marketing roundtable right now and talk about what you want to name this river?
I mean, what do we want to name the river?
Rio.
No, it's dumb.
Cancel the Rio River.
No,
Cons.
For that, David the Rio.
Because, a little dribble.
No river, like appealing things, appealing
peace river,
things.
Peace
the river, river. We're naming it the River River. That's not good.
The River Tam.
How about the Delicious River? How about the Fiber River? It makes it sound like the bread we grow from it's going to be more fibrous.
Yeah, let's go to a river name generator.
And not the Forbidden River, so nobody's going to suggest that. Right. That's bad.
Yeah.
What's the river generator giving us?
Ooh.
The Tranquil River.
Rust-free river.
That's right. Ooh. No, rust. Let's not even put rust in the stainless
river. Yeah. Sterile Creek.
These are all bad.
Dragonfly Canal. Laughing Rill. Turquoise Stream, Waveless Creek.
How about the Laughing River? Let's do the Laughing River.
There you go. All right.
Because of the noise it makes as it flows down through the rocks.
Yeah. Laughing River Grain. All right. I think let's just go ahead and say.
And people might actually eat that grain as opposed to the sterile river grain. I don't want to judge any marketing instincts, but I think
you do. I was just reading off the name generator.
The Hamilton River.
Oh, yeah. I don't think the sterile. No, who the fuck would ever do anything or eat anything called Hamilton?
Oh my goodness! All right, it takes a week. Let's see. I was just reading this. Fuck! I lost the page. I'll say, you know, it's probably about time that you harvest your grain from your field. Nice. Field.
Right. I thought we had to pay some workers to harvest.
Get the quarry guys out there.
At one occasion during the fall, you can harvest 300 units of grain. The work takes 1 week and can be done by a PC or a farmer hireling. Several people can share the work. So you don't have to pay anyone.
Well, I'll work also. I'm going to go get a drink, but I will also work for this. My character will be working while I go get my drink.
Perfect. Yeah, so if you've got two PCs working on it, it'll take like 3 days. And you'll get 300 units of grain.
Nice. I could lend a hand with that if I don't have anything else going on.
If three, like the two of you do it, is anyone else going to do it?
Well, I'm trying to decide if I should help do that or whether I should... be spending some more of my buttload of experience points training some stuff. So I'm sitting on 44.
Wow.
So, and I think part of the challenge was deciding whether I wanted to raise Path of Blood to 3. I'm not sure that Path of Blood is really where Gurek's head's at right now. So I'm thinking of raising Path of Signs 2, which I don't have a teacher, so it would...
You have to pay triple.
It would normally be...
6. So 18.
Yep. Let me look at the Path of Science stuff again and see how exciting this
level is. I think it's not bad.
I think there's some good stuff in 3. When I looked at it before, I think that what I was struggling with is on 2, there wasn't anything that leapt out at me. But let's go get my rulebook pulled up.
I wonder if you guys could sell the grain. Let's see, how much would grain sell for?
You know,
this may be the key to profitability.
Right. I feel like when I looked deeply at the stuff before, there didn't seem the stronghold was meant to give you some benefits as players,
and have a safe place to just pull up,
but also be a target for the GM to send stuff at.
Of course, yeah.
Didn't seem like it was ever meant to be like it can be a self-sustaining business and blah blah blah.
No, I'm sure it was definitely not designed with that in mind. I'm pretty sure.
Right. Which I thought was a missed opportunity. So
yeah, I know. Well, you and I will just have to design that system then.
Nice. I was just about to say, someone needs to design that game.
Yeah. Raw materials.
And so I wouldn't want to be helping out because I thought we were thinking that we needed wood. So Dalen would want to, as a good elf, go and find,
if you want to build a mill, you need 400 wood and 10 stone, which you have the 10 stone. So you just need 400 wood.
So I would want to start looking for sustainability options, in a in an environmental friendly and careful manner.
Let's talk about gathering.
That is going to be crazy, and like this is new Guruk and all that, but this is not like Pie and Sky Guruk. So,
all right. So what did we decide?
Well, the grain. You and Lauren harvested the grain. Guruk's trying to decide he's training during this period.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it'll take like 3 days for you guys to harvest the grain. So we're doing that. Mm-hmm. Dalen, what are you going to do?
Well, so how would I go about, is there something for looking for wood? I'm certainly not going to be able to get as much wood as we need, but I'm figuring at least it's a start.
Do you have any sheep? Because you can sometimes trade sheep for wood. Or if you have wood for sheep, that's even better.
No, okay. I'm not a Kiwi. I don't have wood for sheep.
It's a Settlers of Catan joke, by the way.
I know, but
okay. Forage. Let's see. I think that's just food. There was something about gathering wood. Where did I see it?
Yeah, I'm looking under raw materials.
Let me do gathering wood. I don't want to just search for that. I better put Forbidden Lands on the screen.
You might get more without it. You know what? I'll do a gift search.
Oh, so raw materials. It wood says you need an axe. A quarter's day work in a forest or dark forest and a successful crafting roll gives a number of units of wood equal to the number of rolled doubled X's or swords. Rolled swords doubled.
Oh, okay. Is that on like page 174?
Well, my book is 192.
Okay.
But we have different editions.
No, I think it's right. Wood, quarter day's work in a forest, successful crafting roll. Yeah. That's kind of I don't know that we want to role play that because that will take for fucking forever.
Yeah, no, my point was that that's what I would be doing instead of helping with the grain or,
How much would 400 units of wood cost us?
Wood is 3 copper, so 3 times 400 is 1,200 copper, which is 120 silver, which is 12 gold.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean, do we really need it?
Well, and could we defray that if there was some other wooden structure that we didn't really need?
No, here's the thing. I will give you half off. Because it used to be a mill. I think you only need 200 wood. right. I was planning to do that anyway. So,
so 200 would be how much?
6 gold pieces.
6 gold.
You know, I mean, if you'd only just completely compromise your principles in Grindbone, you'd have plenty of gold to go around.
Well, I think we have to go back out and adventure more.
Yeah. I can't find out how much flour is worth. Oh, there it is. 6. Okay, the price doubles when you change flour grain into flour. I'm doing the economics now because
yes, yeah, so we double our money.
Yeah.
Every piece of grain we bring
and you can do a dozen units of grain every quarter day.
So that's 48 a day.
Yeah. So you have I don't know, Dalen, if you're thinking like so Gravel and Lauren are out, you know, shirts off, sweating in the fields. Yeah. are you guys, and I assume you know, you have the quarry workers still too, I think paid for a couple more days.
That's what I'm saying. Can't they work the fields?
Right. Sure. Yeah, they can. Yeah. So you guys can do something else. We'll have them work the fields. And then you can decide what you want to do with them. You're keeping the guard.
And we built a wall around the mill.
You did. You built ramparts.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
That's done. Yep. So how much are you rolling? It's a crafting roll. You need a crafting roll? Do you guys even have an axe? I thought there might be an axe on the donkey.
I thought there was as well.
Let's look.
There's a hand axe.
There's a hand axe.
That's fine. I think that's what you need.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can blow a horn if we need it.
We actually have 15 wood. Oh, no, that's the... Wait, we use that wood. Let me get rid of that.
I think that's what you use to build the raft, right? Yeah. The problem you're going to have is there aren't a lot of woods nearby.
Right.
The closest ones...
Probably go to the hollows and buy it, would be my guess.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well then I won't go out and start chopping wood.
All right.
So do we burn down the mill in the hollows, though, or do we just let that be and we beat them on price and customer service?
That's right. We could buy it. We could buy that mill and then close it down.
You should go talk to Yawen, perhaps, because that's a pro move. I don't know that he produces a lot of flour from that mill. It's his main operation is brewing, so maybe you could...
You
could make it a subsidiary of your mill somehow.
Yeah, we could encourage him to send
You could Budweiser that mill.
We could encourage him to send his wheat miles away, days away travel, and then to come back days back for him to actually turn it to beer.
No, it doesn't need the mill. You don't need flour for beer. He's making flour, small amounts, right? So bread, I guess, in the hollows is probably pretty expensive, you know. So it's a good market.
I'm liking your thinking, Duck.
So. So what do you guys want to do? You do have 300 of grain worth 3 copper per unit. So that's 9 gold pieces, right? Yeah. But then you wouldn't have any grain to mill.
Right, it's the comb and the hair.
But if we turn it into flour, it's worth 6.
Correct. So it would be worth 18 if you turn it into flour.
So do you think we go to the hollows with the grain, offer to pay him 3 gold to rent his mill? Turn it into flour, then we get at least 15. And then we use that to buy whatever we need, the wood.
Or you ask him for a loan to get your wood, and you give him half the profits. You know, you give him 1.5 copper per, so that you get 4.5. You know, you give him half the profits that you'd get from turning the grain into flour. Or 1/3 or something. I don't know. You guys, depends on how you roll on a. Social,
hey Duck, can you send us back to the Forbidden Lands map? Is that something?
Yes, I can. I think you guys can do it yourself.
I can do it myself.
Work here is done.
Yeah, it looks like it's a short trip, though. From the Hollis?
It's not bad, and you know the way, so there can be random encounters, but you don't need to have lead the way roles, because you know the way. There's a bridge there.
I mean, we could hire guards also to just do this. We could automate this process.
You could. Well, you don't have a lot of money. That's the biggest problem.
Right. We're cash short right now.
Cash short. Mm. Yeah, that's the problem. So.
Why don't we explore to the northeast to go find some more loot?
Northeast. Yeah. Yeah. Let me remind you the Dave round table. Let's see if we can come up with three things that I remember from.
Give us some suggestions.
Yeah. I'm just going to remind you of things. There is the, and you may not want to do this. There is the Stanagus crown. Remember, you've been told, you know, there's this fancy crown, and you'd originally gone to Grindbone to, you know, follow up on a lead for one of these. And you did talk to the guy at the mill in Grindbone, Master Harrigan, and he said one of the jewels of the Stanagus crown is in the Eye of the Rose, I think. Did I say that?
Right.
Which is it's a castle. It's currently occupied by the Urgar clan of orcs. So, but, you know, I don't think they know that you've done anything wrong. So there's that. That was to the northwest. Pretty far. What else do you know?
The next suggestion was the two-state solution for Palestine and Israel. Okay, so next, and what was the third one?
There was the town that toward the coast to the east that the baker was demon baker was getting his stuff, and they were being I think I yes-anded that they were being threatened by a minotaur or something, but so there's shit there.
All right.
Trying to think what else we got that I could pull on. There's the Wizard Tower, which you kind of had to run away from.
Wasn't it like a burning wreck the last time we visited it?
Yeah, it was. So maybe that's not a good option. I'm trying to think of like cash things you would know that would get you cash.
We need money.
Yeah. Really? Yeah. You're going to have to go looking.
I think we should head to east because it looks like there's promising edges of things there.
Well, this is a place where they had the TPK, and then that's Weatherstone right there.
Oh, that's Weatherstone. So right. We'll stay away from there.
Yeah.
Right.
How about we go north?
This is TPK monument here.
How about we go north?
Yeah. Yeah.
Us to the Minotaur?
No, the Minotaur was threatening a town. Was it a Minotaur, Dave? I don't even remember.
I just thought it was the supply problem he was having.
But there was something else where like...
Oh, no, it was the Minotaurs were breeding or something. It was like it was Manicores. Was it Manicores?
I
thought it was Minotaurs.
It was Minotaurs threatening a town.
We ran across Manticores breeding.
Right.
And decided we did not want to mess with them.
And you ran away. Yeah, ran away. Yeah.
Let's go north.
Let me look up one quick thing here. See if I can give you another option. Maybe you've heard a rumor.
Right. I'll be back in a couple minutes.
Okay. So. No worries. I will also point out you have a whaler's horn and the...
I have that.
Yeah. And you have the rosary. You have two artifacts, which you never use.
Basically blows things down. Is it like very good at blowing? All right.
Yeah, we should try and use that one. The rosary, I don't think you've really played around with. I don't know if it's gonna. I think it does like weather control and stuff. But you could try and sell those. We'd have to try and find a market for them, but we could probably figure that out. What was I looking up? I was looking up this. Okay, that's something different.
See, the problem is when I do the whale's horn, It does not give me, gives me a lot of text.
Yeah.
Artifact bonus, but I have an artifact bonus of D10.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's read about it while we're here. It'd be worth doing. Whale's yeah. Horn, 143. Be good to know how to use it. When blown, Whale's Horn creates a strong gust of wind. The gale grows in force with the length of the tone, so an experienced welder can blow open doors, propel ships, throw down enemies, or even level walls. Blah, 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 blah. Using the horn counts as a ranged attack with near range, and the attacker rolling for performance. That's why you have it, Revel. Mm-hmm. A hit causes no damage, but makes a humanoid opponent fall down. The horn has a D10 artifact die and a weapon bonus +1 in the first round. If the user continues to blow on the horn every round, the weapon bonus increases by 1 and the range by 1 category each round, up to a maximum of long range. As soon as the user fails...
But apparently he can blow down walls.
It says it can blow down walls. I guess you'd have to probably blow it for near shore. Well,
I mean, that might be a GM thing. That might be a yes and.
I would be willing. But I think you'd need to, like, so you start blowing it, like, the first round. You'd have to blow it for at least 3 rounds to start thinking like blowing down walls
or a door. I could blow down the door. That's good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very good. Could. Well, the thing to remember is if you're in a mass combat, right? It might be because it will. It's an area effect, and it can knock everyone down, which gives anyone attacking a bonus until they get up. Right. So
got it.
That would be good in like a battle. Yeah, blow down walls. Yeah, the legend is, they say the dwarven bard Holler Bellows blew an entire Alderlander army off a cliff during the Second Alder Wars, but that effort caused his throat to close up, leading to his being overpowered and killed, the horn disappearing in the chaos.
Now I have it.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, I can yes and some powerful shit if it seems appropriate. Yeah. Nice. I'm going to say, let's see.
Let's head north.
I'm willing to go north.
Okay.
I'm back. I'll do whatever the other guys agreed.
I'm just happy that arts people have finally started to get some rewards.
What do you mean by?
I mean, they've been in this country for so long; they can actually go to some nice colleges now.
I will say, yeah. My dad put himself through college driving taxi cabs, and now, and then I went to Hamilton College, and
yeah, you put yourself through college doing the Jersey Shore.
Exactly.
Nice. Yeah, you guys can go north. That's fine. It's you know, that's unexplored territory. Let me just look at one thing. We could also, I could place some. What we got here? What we got here? I've got all these Forbidden Lands things. Maybe one of them will appear. Wonder how much treasure is in this. Let me page through this real quick. I mean, I could always... Ooh, wow. It's actually pretty big. Yeah, that could be to the north. Why not? Let's see. Does it have a legend section? or we could.
And our map kind of looks like a Tyrannosaurus head.
Does it?
I like it.
I have to look at what you guys can see.
With dinosaur head.
I want to avoid another grind bone. That's what I'm trying to be careful of. But we could also do something. What is that? We could do something. Oh, yeah. Let's skip that one.
We'd like a land that's more uplifting.
Yeah, or a little more clarity. In terms of a little less morally gray, or yeah, just like morally black.
a little bit semi forbidden lands.
Discouraged lands.
the edgy lands.
Oh, we could do this. Of course, everything they love to throw all these morally ambiguous or just morally bad things.
Oh, indentured servitude? That's slavery! How dare you?
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of treasure in this one, so let's not do that. Although, it would get us into the plot.
We want more mines.
Yeah.
With gold and diamonds buried underneath.
But it would advance the plot, but that's okay. If you guys are having fun, that's fine.
Advancing the plot sounds like a session 70 to 80 kind of.
Yeah, let's worry about that later. Why yeah. worry about yeah. that?
We got plenty of time. We're going to let Ty handle that when he takes over.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for the Florida State University of Mines.
Okay. Okay. Small village. What's a small village?
That sounds too rapey. That sounds way too rapey.
It's what's the name of the small village in the classic small village?
Hamlet.
Hamlet. Hamlet. Hamlet.
Yeah. Whitney Point.
that gets me in the feels, man.
Yeah. So, Art, what is the deal with the whole black coffee thing?
I love that he called it black coffee.
I don't know. It's a do RPGs, do video, to do computer role playing games.
Uh-huh.
A lot of video.
Like you sometimes do it by yourself?
Yeah.
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 And like what percentage is you and other guys and you and two other guys?
on camera, man on man action. it depends. The video game stuff is usually me, because so
and this is you playing a game basically. You're playing a video game.
Yeah, and talking about role playing stuff while I do it. a lot of it was a lot of the computer game stuff is easy to do and it gets people to subscribe. Mm-hmm. So we were using that to get some people to jump in.
Okay.
And then once a week, usually on Fridays, there is a role-playing game session that goes up.
Now, do you guys ever get into, you guys do the computer game and multiple guys play at the same time, or is it usually just one guy?
There's been talks of doing there, you know, Patrick's dad actually worked on a Dungeons and Dragons 4th edition computer game. And we talked about that at one point. But then Patrick had a baby.
But so Dave, the answer is no, it's one guy.
It's a lot of me.
He's totally it's dodging. It's not always computer games. Sometimes aren't soloing tabletop RPGs too.
Yeah,
there is solo RPGs. Was it. Yeah.
So yeah. It's a lot of art. It's heavy art.
It turned out
that it's art and Matt. It's mostly art and Matt.
Yeah. Yeah.
So well, like when you and Matt are on, what are you guys doing?
The last time it was just two of us, we played Vaesen. And we use the new VTT Alchemy to see how that worked.
Now, is this again with a role-playing game CRPG, or is this tabletop?
That's a Vaesen is tabletop.
That's okay. A free league tabletop game. That's like a horror. This,
yeah, it's Mutineer Zero Engine like this, but horror. It's the Swedish horror game.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just interested.
Yeah, it's just, you know, and it's.
And it's called Black
Lodge Trivia Night.
Trivia Night.
And how many subscribers do you guys have?
Just shy of 150.
Well, on YouTube?
Yeah, that's like where. YouTube
thing?
It's mostly, they, I mean, we,
but those we stream the on Twitch.
Match streams on Twitch, yeah.
Don't you?
No, I'm just asking.
Oh, sometimes, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, you know, Craig on Discord mentioned Darklands. That's one of the things that I did for a while.
On that, you played Darklands on there?
Yeah, yeah.
Was there a lot of Elden Ring, right?
Elden Ring? No, not yet. No. That's what Matt's been playing.
That's the one where
the guys stand around like staring at each other all the time. The characters are like being awkward in rooms.
That's the players. No, I
Elden Ring.
Elden Ring. Yeah, Elden Ring is like an action role playing game.
I tried to do that with my kids because I thought they'd be interested in that. It didn't go very well.
And I will say, yeah, so a lot of it ends up being me because Patrick had a kid, so he's very in and out. But like, you know, and like last week, Matt was out, so I ended up doing the One Ring with their Strider mode. Mm-hmm. So like tomorrow, is today Thursday? Whenever, this Friday.
Wednesday.
Yeah,
Thursday.
Yeah.
I think we're heading on Thursday.
Today's Wednesday. Yeah, so on Friday.
We're heading to Thursday.
Yeah. Right, right. So on Friday, the One Ring will go up. Ooh. Playing around with some Strider mode.
I'll be very interested in that.
That one's a little bit of a mess because I mean, you guys know.
I say that every time.
No, but I really...
The whole Dragonbane one was like, oh, this is a mess.
Dragonbane was fun solo. The One Ring, I ramble way too much in the first one. The second one that I've recorded is a little more focused on gameplay, but that won't be up for a while. Okay. But yeah, it's all video. I talk about the VTTs. Like I said, Vason, we used alchemy to see how that worked.
What were your thoughts? Do I have to join the Patreon?
No.
Did you feel like you've gotten good feedback? I mean, your voice is kind of like a soothing. I think you'd be good at it.
I've been told that my voice is very ASMR-y. So some people, so
I think guys would like it.
Yeah, yeah. Show your feed is something I get requested a lot.
Asking that.
It gets weird. Alchemy is interesting. I will say it's early and I think it needs some more polish. There's a lot of things that I think are weird in terms of the user interface, but I dig what they're trying to do in terms of creating atmosphere. But there's certain frustrating things like, you know, like you have to organize everything by scenes. So like if you have NPCs, you can't just go pull from an NPC folder. You have to have them sort of in certain scenes, and then if they're not in that scene, you got to go grab them from another scene before you jump to the original scene. And then if you know, you can have like tactical maps, but if you apply a fog of war, there's like a stack of tactical maps per scene, but the fog of war is on every single one. Like if you put it on the top one, it applies to the three below it. And you're like, so there's a lot of really dumb things that still needs to be worked out. And I don't know if you gain anything by not having a character sheet. That's the thing. They're trying to get away from having a character sheet.
Yeah.
To get away
from. I like the character. Like, yeah. It was funny because, like, when we were playing with Rex, we were doing the, what was that, Hyperborea?
Hyperborea, yeah.
And at some point, Rex, I think it was like, well, you know, if it's not ready, like, I'm like, fuck, we'll just do it on notebooks. Like, I'll just, right. I got a notebook and we'll just pull out a piece of paper and I'll write. It's so old school. It's like, I'll just write down my six characteristics and it very easily can jump back from all the stuff we've got now that we're spoiled by to just let's play with a bunch of notebooks and just roll some dice on tables. Yeah. I don't know, do I need to take a photo of my dice as I roll them? Or can you just trust me as I roll them? You know, it's just like, because we're all remote.
Yeah.
It is funny how this game kind of evolves to where now I'm almost more comfortable just being like, let's just rip some pages out of some fucking notebooks and just roll up some stats and let's just get going.
What are they thinking to get rid of character sheets?
They want to turn it all into actions because they don't want to interrupt like the mood.
Yeah. See, I don't think that's a smart thing. Yeah. I think that's being too clever.
Yes. That's exactly a good way to put it. I think in the end, it's like, it's overproduced. It's like, you know, just like even with here, like we could import a PDF with form fillable things. And then if we wanted to just use like the dice tray for a roller and we could play anything, right? Like you don't need the VTT at all to automate anything.
For me, it's funny. Like, dude, my daughter is coming around. Like my oldest now is like, she's like thinking like, could I play in one of your games that you guys do online? I'm like, Well, no, she'd be cool, but I'm like, believe me, they would be very careful. These are all dads.
Right.
She's like, well, I don't want to make them feel uncomfortable. I said, I think they would feel more uncomfortable than you would feel. But she's like, she's interested. She wants to play. Like she's back in that age where she's now like, I want to play more. And she feels like I'm past the things. Like when they were younger, it was always like, if something went bad, they'd get upset. Now she's like, I can accept those things, but I want to play. I want to do more role playing games.
We get Pete's daughter, my son, your daughter, yeah. And then we make them all play together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Junior varsity. My daughter wants to play. She's like fired up. Like she wants to get back into it. So it's like,
nice.
I'm like, we could do it. And I'm like, we would all be on our best behavior. Tell her to
join the role-playing club at Missouri because they'll be the best people.
No, that is true. I mean, that's for college. And that's one of the things for Northwestern when she was like, they're like, what's the thing you're looking at for most? You know, it's kind of like when your kid is writing essays and they want to write this stuff. And she's like, right. What are you really looking forward to going to Northwestern? She's like, oh, the gaming club and you guys have all this stuff. And I'm kind of like, I'm looking at it like, I don't know if I would have written that for my number one thing I'm looking for Northwestern, but I was like, yeah, at some point you have to just be like, fuck it. It's your thing.
Yeah,
you're writing these. Yeah. I'm it's not me applying for these colleges.
Exactly. Yeah. I was totally hands off. My wife, like, it was killing her. Yeah.
I know.
Like we told my son, like, you know, like, cause he had a heart condition. I'm like, oh, you should leverage that. He's like, no, I don't want to. I'm like, okay.
I know. And I'm telling her, I'm like, you need to talk about the fact that you're at a rural high school. Like,
when you
want to take an AP test, you're the only kid taking it. You had to take the regular course. And there's you and a teacher.
Your shoes.
And you and a teacher are sitting alone in a classroom while you take an AP. That never happened to me when I was going to high school. And all this stuff. And I'm like, that's the stuff you should be writing about. And she's like, yeah, but I don't want to really write about that, Dad. Like,
they don't want to get in on based on some sob story. Which,
So
I'm like, well, you know, that's, but you know,
and so now when the results are rolling in, I'm like, yeah, what did I tell you? I told you.
That's right. Yeah, this is exactly what happened in Never Have I Ever. She didn't want, like, her dad died at the beginning of the show, and she didn't want to leverage that to get into college, and she got. Into no colleges.
So. Yeah, I mean, I tried to explain to her, but yeah. So now I think we will have that. Maybe later on we'll have a second generation Advanced Hefter Combat role playing group that can all get in and play.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with these kids, right? You know, Mac, way back when, I was like, you know what? I used to have to walk on the golf course at the country club when I was playing golf, and I couldn't use a cart. It was awful.
It was hard. But now also the problem, Pete, is now the kids are like, oh, yeah, I don't want to be like my dad sitting around playing role-playing games late at night with his friends. I want to do something different. I want to make a difference in this world. Like,
boo. Like, No, the funny thing is that my daughter gets so pissed at me because I play way more than she does, and she really wants to play, but her friends, because of their schedules, they don't get to do it, and she's like, oh, she'll come in to say goodnight or something, and she'll see me on, and she'll be like, oh, you know.
Yeah, I'll tell my daughter. My daughter has the role, if you look at her desk right now, her night table, it has the RuneQuest role-playing of Glorantha book, and then the starter kits all sitting there, and I'm like, oh, well, good night, sweetie. Okay, well, I gotta go play role-playing games with my buddies.
Well, that's funny. That's like my favorite game that I can't get anybody to play with. Anyway, honey, good night. And
yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Well, she won't read the backstory, so I won't play Glorantha with her.
If you're not
willing to put in the time.
Yeah. Wow. That's harsh.
We're traveling north.
Okay. I will tell you. That's fine.
I think we're in a bunker north. I mean, it's right next to the mill. We need to explore that.
Yeah,
if only for our own security.
You've definitely been here. You've been here. Well, who's rolling for what?
I was all set up for a lore roll because I thought you were getting ready to give us some lore. So then I just decided to press it.
Just rolled it.
If I was at, you know, if we were in person, I'd be, you know, rolling dice, right? You know, so.
Well, roll it. Roll the lore.
Well, I'll give you, push it. Go ahead and push it, Dave.
I mean, the mill might have a small little library.
I gave myself
there
a headache.
Lauren, you could contribute that the dark wood, which is the traditional, or dank wood, which is the traditional home of your elven kin.
So you mean Dalen, not Lauren. You mean Dalen, not Lauren, right?
Dalen, yeah. Of the, you being of the dank variety.
Skankwood.
Skankwood is to the north.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Yeah. Let's go.
All right. All right. Is everybody, you're just going to like wrap everything up you're doing. Have you decided on your training, Garak? What's going on?
I did. I went ahead and roll. No, because I already have the talent. So I just had to pay the exorbitant price to raise it. So I went to symbolism 2.
Okay. Nice.
And I've added those spells in.
Very good.
North towards the Skankwood.
Okay. And I guess you could, you could harvest some wood while you were there too. So,
I've got a lot of experience too, so I need to actually.
Okay.
So we spend like a day. Are we spending like a day at the mill, basically recharging?
You spent
probably a week. Yeah.
A week and a half, because you built the ramparts so you're going to pay for your guard. And are you going to let the quarry workers go? Might as well. Or you can keep them quarrying. I guess you could
let's make them still work the fields.
There's no fields. Nothing to work in the fields, right? The grain's been harvested. The field is laying fallow. Nothing to do until you plant again.
I like how they just walk home.
They do. Yeah,
but we could have them continue to acquire stone because at some point, eventually, I'm going to build a smithy. So
yeah, you get 2 copper per stone, and they're pulling. You have 10 of them, and I think they cost. I think they're they cost 2 copper per week. Right? Is that the cost?
If you don't get rid of them, then you don't have to hire them back. So that's the advantage.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, you've got your foreman. I think he was Jose, right? Was Jose?
And they can probably stand up on the walls occasionally and, like, look out and see if someone's attacking.
Right.
If you want them to act as guards, you'd have to pay them more.
I get that there's guild rules, but it's still, like, I mean, come on, in a pinch.
It's per day. Let's see. What did we say? Somebody with the newer version on page 173, what does a quarry worker get? Is it 3 copper per day?
Let me find out. Quarry worker, farmer, hirelings, quarry. It says 3 copper.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm just trying to see if it's an economic, because stone sells for 2 copper a piece, and one worker can produce 2 units of stone per quarter day. So he's producing 4 units of stone, sell for, what did I say? 2 each?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. So it is a net positive. Yeah. 2 each. So and you're paying him 3. So you're making a profit of 5 copper per worker. So, yeah, might as well. Just have to figure out how you're going to get it somewhere to sell it. But you do have 90 stone you could sell, which would give you 180 silver. So, all right. So pay the quarry people and the guard for a week, right? How long do you want to pay them for, I guess?
Is the donkey up to date?
Yeah, I think so. I think you have those 2 gold pieces, right? And then it's 8 silver. Yeah, I think that's right.
Yep. So it's 3 per day per worker. We got 10, right?
Right. So that's 30 copper per day. or 3 silver a day, and the guard would be another silver a day. So it's 4 silver a day for the full contingent. So a week would be 28 silver, which is just what you have between the gold and silver. Wow. You guys really need some coin.
All right, let's pay him for one more week.
Okay.
Let's spend money to make money.
That's right. All right, I will as your yes and GM try and find you a you'll have a place with money. Maybe a dungeon with money.
I'm gonna go ahead and
danger and money.
Empty the donkey.
All right. So paying them for a week. Everybody's done their training. Everybody should be fully healed up.
I'm doing training right now. So
what do you? Oh, okay.
Oh shoot! I wasn't even thinking about that. Also, do we when we're back at our base, we get willpower or something, don't we?
You did. You should. We right. talked about that.
No, well, I didn't because they did it.
You get 2 willpower. Take 2 willpower and somebody give Magnor 2 willpower, please.
I'll do it.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, that's right. You guys were left behind. I forgot about that. And then when you arrived, the Rust brothers were right on your tail. Now, I will say you're better off with 1 guard than you were before because you have Rampart. So you have an intrinsic 2 defense now, even with just 1 guard. So it's a little easier for him to defend. Okay.
We do have a root cellar, so we can store our grain.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
In there.
Perfect. Yeah. And it won't go bad.
Store 10 times longer without spoiling. See page 192.
Okay.
Well, I will find out about spoilage.
Okay. That is good to note. Page 192 in my book. Shelf life is 1 month. And you said 10 times longer?
Yep.
All right, 10 months. That's right. Probably enough time. Yeah.
I adjusted all my skills.
Okay, what'd you take?
I took 2 in strength. Let's
see. Can you up your stats?
I'm sorry, I took 2 in might.
Might. Now, did you... I'm sure... I mean, Gurk, do you have might? Did you have a trainer? Did you have any in might before?
I have...
No, Gravel.
Okay.
Did you have any in... So you'd need a trainer, right? For your, or you'd need to have used it successfully. I don't know if you ever did. But if you get a...
I did use it. I used it during combat. So that's
how okay. All right. Well, then there you're good. All right. All right. You took 2 in might.
And then for talents, I increased my Path of the Warcry to 3 and my Pact of the Hymn to 2.
Okay. Yeah. So no new talents. All right.
Nope.
Good. Sounds good.
I deliberately avoided that. I didn't have to deal with the bullshit.
While you were gone, Rex, we were talking about Whale's Horn also. And then don't forget you have the Rosary thing, which I don't know if you've ever.
I never perceived that it had a practical use.
It wasn't just a MacGuffin. It's an actual...
It was a quest item.
Yeah.
And if you told me what it did, I did not process that information.
That's fine. I mean, it was a quest item. That's what I'm saying. But it was not just a quest item. It's an actual artifact in the game.
Go back and see. Did it tell me on my character sheet?
I'm not sure. But if, it's got a lot of, like, runes on it and stuff. If you wanted to roll lore, I could tell you more about it.
Yeah, it doesn't tell me
anything
about it.
Holy shit.
But sure. I will take some time to study this thing.
Yeah, give me a look.
Because I am considering that, maybe this is an asset that we could monetize.
So. Yeah, and in fact, yes.
And does anybody have stealth?
I thought you did.
No.
No, I don't. I was going to say. I don't. I have a high agility, but I don't have any in stealth, so.
But you've made stealth rolls in the past. I know, because when you
Oh, yeah, I have made them.
Yeah, so I'll give you that as if you want to train on it, you can without having to
move. Yeah, nope, not for me. Perfect. Nope.
Okay, Gurk, you learn there are, it's a rosary with a bunch of symbols on a chain. And then there's kind of like slots you can put them in. There's a large tablet with five depressions. These are the slots. And you can make a statement that controls the weather, the same as the Weather Master spell. Mm. The signs on the rosary are north, east, south, west, strong, weak, water, drought, warm, and cold. The combination of cold and water gives fog. Cold and warm creates a thunderstorm, and so forth.
Okay.
The rosary is very beneficial to agriculture at a stronghold. Continuous use of the rosary makes it possible to harvest gardens and fields all year round.
Mm-hmm. My maker!
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, we gotta make sure we look at the shit we got.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, let me look at
that. Don't think we should tell that now.
No. No, we were talking about that. Weathermaster. Is a rank 3 spell. Yeah. You can make weather, and then I guess we'd have to guess and what the effect is, but that's good to know. I like that you have to build the language of what you want it to do, and we can figure out what that means.
Trying to figure out where to put that information on this item. It doesn't seem like there's
isn't there, well, maybe you just put it in your character notes or something. Let's see.
Could you like send that to me?
Yep.
Do it in Discord. That's fine, and I'll get it copied in.
I'm gonna see if Google can do it. No. All right. Remind me if I forget, but I will do that. Rosary.
And I took another level, another rank in Wanderer for 6 XP, so.
Okay. What is Wanderer?
Wanderer lets me travel on foot through wilderness for a long time without stopping for rest. And so at rank 1, I get a +1 for Force March, but rank 2, I can succeed automatically for Force Marches. I learned my lesson. So I did some training.
Role playing and psychic damage.
That's good.
Yeah. I think we could co-author a paper, Pedro, on role playing and psychic damage.
Yeah.
I feel like you've been hurt. Show me on the character sheet where the GM and the other players hurt. All right.
Yeah, let me just circle right there.
right on my wanderer talent. That's where it would be. Right on my agility.
I don't see how me helping him improve his character is trauma.
No. I felt extra motivated once I got that hug. It spurred me to make myself better.
All right. I'll accept that.
Gosh. All right. All right, are we ready? Do we want to do some hexes, or do we want to this epic session of doing very little?
This is a classic John session.
I mean, what? We did. It is. John would have loved this. John would have been like frothing at the mouth.
He'd be like, could we stay up a little bit longer? Shit. I'm good either way. I could fade at this point, or I could do like another 20 minutes if we want to get a couple of hexes behind us.
Well, I'm ready to go if you guys want to go. Anybody not want to go?
Yeah, I'm good. Let's
go. I'm good.
All right. Where are you headed?
North.
North. Straight north? All right. You have a crossing over this river, so you want to just go this way?
Yep.
All right. Does it look like a Tyrannosaurus Rex head? I don't know. Okay. I assume you're setting out in the morning. Make sure you up your food and water dyes to max. Do that. Someone do that for Magnor too, please. And you might want
to look like it looks like a drugged out gator head to me.
Yeah. Don't forget to load the water and food up on your donkey to a max die too. Might as well. You got the food.
Are we still taking the donkey with us, or are we going to leave the donkey? There's almost no money on the donkey. Oh, that's right.
We don't leave any donkey behind. No donkeys left behind.
Well, if you're going to like chop wood in the forest, I'm going to say you need the donkey. Like,
right. Well, and also we've got the tents, and I think we've got like a stove or something on the donkey.
So we're filling up. We're filling up food and water on the donkey to 12.
Remember, you're going. You're going to go find huge piles of treasure. You're going to need the donkey. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Let's be.
The water already is at 12 on the donkey, so I'll increase the food to 12. And then all of us should be able to get refill up our food and water to 12, right? Okay. Right.
Yeah.
And how much grief is the warhorse going to give us that we're taking the donkey away?
Well, you could bring the warhorse along.
No.
There's another... I wonder how much gold that would be worth.
Well, we talked about selling it, and you're like, nope, he's in love with the donkey.
Oh, yeah. No, but you could always go.
Glue value.
I'm also wondering. Then, do we want to take the broadswords? We have a couple of broadswords, a hammer. Well, we could probably use the hammer just in case.
Make sure you take the hand axe,
a mace, a saw.
This is a tool room.
Painting with a gold frame. Do we want all that stuff on the donkey, or should we just
no?
We could put that.
Yeah, you could take a couple swords. That'd be probably worthwhile. But don't like the painting with a gold frame. Don't take that shit.
Right. Well, so I'll try to move it over to the.
Okay.
See if you can. Do we want to saw, you guys?
Chopping wood?
I don't think so.
We might need a saw.
You might need to build a raft or something.
What about a mace? Right. Should we put a mace? Take a mace or no?
Nah.
No, all right. And then a hammer, I think we should use. It doesn't say Warhammer, so I'm just thinking it's a regular hammer. We should keep a longbow just in case there's an extra.
What about the jewel? There's a jewel.
Is there a jewel?
Leave that in the mill. Yep.
All right. And there was a silver dagger worth 5 silver pieces.
We should sell that.
Yeah, you guys could go sell stuff, although it's not going to get you a lot of money. Yeah. Well, you'd have to go buy the hollows for that, so you have to decide. Yeah.
Actually, I don't see a jewel here on the... Oh, yeah, there it is.
What was I looking up? I was looking up something. Anyway. Actually, I don't know that you can increase your food. Like, you have grain, but grain's not edible. That's fine. I'll let you do this one time. I don't think you have a source of food at the mill. You have a source of water. It's fine. It makes it easier.
Well, hold on.
What am I holding on for? What is that?
I fished in the river.
Okay, that's not going to get you enough food. That'll get you like, but it's fine.
All right. Well,
I'll say you had some stuff in the cellar.
He did right. Well though. That was a good. That was good fishing.
Yeah. All right. So you don't need a lead the way role because I'm pretty sure you've been in this hex. But who's keeping watch?
We have to keep watch. I thought we had guards that did this.
You're out of your
fortress. No, we're out. We're going.
You're starting your adventure.
All right, and that's a scouting roll, right?
Yes. Give me the roll, Dale.
Ooh.
Okay.
Classic. Oh no, he got it. Nice.
No, I got it.
You got it.
Art doesn't even know what the bad rolls are after like years of playing.
It's quiet. All right. Where do you want to go next? Straight north? I don't think you've been in this hex before.
No, we're going straight north. We said we're going straight north.
I mean, there's a river there, but sure.
Yeah, we got to figure out that area.
Yeah. This is the Elya River. Elya. Okay. Now you're going to need a lead the way and a keep watch roll.
Right. I will make sure I know what the rules are. Plus one.
Okay.
All right. And that's survival. Fire one. Roll.
Nice.
There we go.
Lead the way, rocking it. Keep watch. All good. It's very quiet. And you've good. You've explored a hex that you haven't been in before. You come upon the Elia River. It's noon. So,
yummy.
What are you guys gonna do?
So,
you could is the river quiet?
It's at the point where you come upon it. It doesn't look very fordable, but you might be able to find a ford. You're not sure, or you could try and build a raft. Or you do know there is a bridge down to the west.
How do we know that?
Because you've Gurek would know.
Okay.
Because he's been there before. This was before he joined the party.
Before we could go east. And just see, like, track the river and see,
yeah,
where that what that reveals to us.
Yes, real gentlemen, it seems to be very quiet here, but there's areas over to the east we might explore.
All right, you guys want to go here then?
Yep.
Yeah,
that sounds
good. All right. So the afternoon quarter day. Give me your rolls. A pleasant late fall walk along the river. Okay, scouting is good.
Uh-oh.
Lead the way, not so good. All right. I can't remember if I let you push that. I don't think I do. Okay. It is quiet, but we will have a mishap. Let's see what the mishap is. Fishing mishaps, hunting mishaps, foraging mishaps, leading the way mishaps. Lost! Once again, you guys have been hitting this lost a lot. Gurek, don't be upset, but you're lost. So you're stuck in this hex for the rest of the quarter day. I will give you one chance to roll survival to try and figure out, because normally you'd be able to go two hexes. Somebody give a survival roll to try and figure out where you are.
Someone other than me, or can I roll it?
It can be you. Yeah. Last time you were sulking. Yeah. Last time you were sulking and didn't want to do it, but yeah, if you, it can be you. Sure. You could self-realize that you.
I'm only rolling five, so I don't know if that's good or bad against everybody else. Can't remember.
I would be rolling six.
Wasn't Magnor crazy on survival?
Hold on. Let me pull up his thing.
I think it was like eight or something.
He's survival three. Yeah, he's eight. Yeah, okay, I'll do it. I'll do Magnor.
And I feel like John would love to rub your face in it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, dumb orc. We should have gone this way. And evening fall. So why don't we, I'm assuming you guys are probably going to want to make camp.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm guessing Gurek will make camp, yeah. And someone will keep away, watch.
So that counted as a rest for me.
Nice. Yeah.
So let's just have to read the. I want to read the talent.
Yeah. Well, someone can. Are you going to keep the first watch, or is someone else going to do it?
I'll do the first watch.
All right.
Okay, plus give one me. For that, and we also have the tent.
Oof.
Yosh.
Oh yeah, you're remembering the tent. Nice job.
And the tent adds how much?
Two, I think. Does it have a gear die?
I'm gonna look at it.
I can look at your encounter order.
Gear bonus is plus two.
There you go.
So where do I add the gear bonus when I roll survival?
Doesn't it pop up? Just put a plus two in there.
Yeah, the under modifier.
Okay, so it just goes in modifier like normal. All right.
Yeah.
And I get a plus one for quartermaster, so it's plus three.
Yeah, small tents plus two for making camp. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, what's going on here?
That's pretty intense.
Oh, I was going to roll it on the donkey. That was going to be interesting.
Yeah.
But these numbers look all wrong. So...
The donkey has taken control of the party.
So the donkey, you make camp. I'm tired. There we go.
Nice. Good donkey. So, good donkey.
Our future scouting rolls will have a plus two.
Okay. And Dalen is keeping watch, although not well.
No, not effectively this time.
And Gurek, as you're making camp, you're kind of off by yourself. I don't know what everyone else is doing. Maybe Lauren and Gravel are kind of resting off to the side or whatever. And you hear from some bushes off to where you're kind of bustling around making the camp.
Psst, psst, hey, brother, why are you traveling with all these other species?
And you see an orc whispering to you from the bushes, and we'll fade to black there.
Ooh,
very nice.
Oh, yeah. Well done.
I don't like it.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I will, as we were talking and we decided to pivot to money, I've got a bunch of Forbidden Land stuff, so I'll try and find something with some money in it, or I'll put some money and stuff, and I'll try and get that ready for next time.
Good.
So it'll work. Yeah, it was a good session. I like just chatting with you guys too, so it was fun.
I mean, we're all friends, right? That helps.
We are. It does.
Yeah, it was good to catch up.
Yep. All right, boys.
Are we gonna do XP?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we can just bullshit and get XP. It's the best.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, if you're willing to hang out with me, I'll give you XP. It's fine.
That's right. I'm in.
That's right. I tell my wife. Yeah, the guys, like, they seem to always want to talk about XP at the end. I don't understand it.
We're getting paid for this, right?
That's right. All right, everybody gets one for participation. Travel on, we made sure we got the travel to a new hex. That's two.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
New adventure site? No. Defeat one or more monsters? No. Find a treasure? Build a function in your stronghold? I mean, you harvested. I don't think you built a new one.
We talked about it.
No, we did.
No. I think it's going to be two for tonight, which feels about right.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
And
it's
I'll add that to Magnor.
Thank you. Sure. Well, we're not really giving him.
Oh, yeah, we're not really giving him. Right. All right.
Yeah. He's got enough. Anyway.
Yeah. And honestly,
you can spend what he has.
Magnor's not going to grow as a person.
No.
We all know that.
He wasn't going to change.
We've all come to terms with that long ago.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, shit. All right. Well, good times, boys. And,
all right.
See you on the interwebs.
Yeah. Take care, guys.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
All right. Good luck to you and yours.
I cannot take this anymore. Saying everything I said before. All these words, they make no sense. I find bliss in ignorance. Less I hear, the less you say. You'll find that out anyway. Just like before. Everything you say to me. Just one step closer to the edge. And I'm about to break. I need a little room to break. Cause I'm one step closer to the edge. I'm about to break. I find the answers, I'm so clear.
I'm talking to you.